Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in Odyssey Station. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yeah! All right, welcome in, everyone. You know, I could play you, and I have a tremendous amount of people still denying critical race theory. There are books. Now, if they don't follow every chapter and verse, this is the tactic of the media and of the left, but they want it. Essentially, they want to continue this narrative that America, the first question they have to be asked is America a racist country, Joy Reid? And I think she might flinch a bit, but she'll say it ultimately. If you remember when Senator Tim Scott, the rebuttal to the State of the Union, said in another thing, America is not a racist country. Biden asked about it the next day, and even VP Harris said, well, they started, it's not a racist country. They don't want to say it, but that's what is being said in schools. And no matter how, whatever term they want to use around this, some of them are full bore. Well, we're starting to see parents' groups fight back in these school board elections and these school board meetings. And I'm seeing progress. Now, Souderton, we have given them the gold star of approval because you may remember the Souderton School District is the one that essentially met in person until Valerie Arcouche shut them down. That's right, with her stooges there. Before we go to our guests, so I don't forget, our gal Val, Trust Val, is, I know you cannot believe it. I know you're in shock saying, no, she can't be the senator, not the state senator, but the senator from the great state of Pennsylvania. Well, guess what? Emily's List, which is critical to that Pennsylvania 2016 Senate race, just said they gave her their endorsement Monday morning. Okay? Now you're thinking, oh, it's Emily's List. I don't care. Well, Emily's List is the one that fundraises all that outside money with all these progressive women, etc. They love Valerie Arcouche. And as soon as the Dean of Decency and the Houlihan said they weren't going to run, they know where to go. Now, this woman is a stone-cold, petty authoritarian, second to none in our area. She would work well in Philadelphia. I think she has to be asked repeatedly, is America a racist country? Because she's on board with this stuff. Joining us is someone who has had success in working with the school board, as I understand it, out in Souderton. I was told by Don, who's a great listener and was at the school board meeting, that this was a packed school board meeting, I guess last week, and there were a number of people there who supported, if not critical race theory, what is in essence something like that. But it was struck down, and the leaders were a group, Saudi strong conservatives. That's, yeah, Saturday. This is a group of parents, and I don't think we've had them on before, per se. Caitlin Durstein is the leader of this group, or one of the leaders of this group. She joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for joining us today. What is your group about?
Hey, thank you for having me today. So basically, our group is, we formed after I attended a school board meeting in February and found out that a a teacher from North Penn who is backed by the union was running for our school board. And I said, and then I checked out his Facebook page and found some really radical things. And so I said, you know what? I think we need to support our conservative school board candidates and we need a group. And so I formed a group to do that and then to also stand against the 1619 Project, critical race theory, comprehensive sexuality education, and to make sure that our schools stay open. So, and of course, we want to support giving mask choice. So that is where we're at. That's what we stand for. That's what we're working on. And we're supporting our school board to make the right decisions to raise proud Americans in our schools.
Well, and it seems to me that rather than a sledgehammer here, you have allies, I guess, on the school board. We had the VP on and they fought tooth and nail in one of the most hostile places in our area, if not the most hostile. They're more hostile than Philadelphia with Valerie Arcouche, to shut them down. Am I right, though? My guy said that last week the board essentially agreed there's not going to be critical race theory in the Saturday in schools.
Yeah, I would say that we are just coming alongside our school board to make the right decisions. They're already making the right decisions. They're the brave ones. They're the ones taking the hits for us to keep our kids in school and to keep indoctrination out of our school. And so we are there to let them know that we're for you doing this and we're going to take the hits with you. And so I think that's definitely the main message. I don't want to take all the credit here, but
I'm very glad you're grassroots and I always support that. What explicitly did Souderton say last week about the racial theories and teaching and all? Where are we with them? That's what I was asking.
They said that they will not support critical race theory in our schools, which was a huge win to have that for a public statement, and that they will not fund implicit bias and equity training for our teachers and staff, and they will not fund an equity audit. Dr. Gallagher said that they are doing a gap assessment that they are held accountable to do through the state, and where they look at gaps, they look at disparities, they find more creative solutions to help those disparities that are there. But these equity audits are a simple repackaging of CRT. And that's why we need to be careful here, because they talk, oh, it's just an equity audit. But the reason, the whole basis for an equity audit is it comes from that foundation that America is systemically racist. And so therefore, any disparities found between racial groups, including academics, are a direct result of conscious or unconscious bias, and racism against people of color from white oppression. And so that is the basis. And so these equity audits, quote unquote, are seeking to find this racism and then fix it through bringing in curriculum that teaches these radical ideologies.
Well, look, I couldn't agree more. And look, if they wanted to do, if there were such thing, we already have anti-discrimination laws, but if they wanted to do a look or schools file report on an equality of opportunity audit, well, that's a legal matter, and America's about equality of opportunity. Meaning,
yes, absolutely.
I would be in favor of that audit. But as soon as you say an equity audit, you're exactly right. That's not the business of the schools to provide an equal outcome. And they know there are going to be some unequal outcomes because that's called life. And there will be, given maybe stronger parents on a home front. Maybe the kid is just intuitively smarter. Maybe he works harder. And what you're going to have then is some disparity. Otherwise, we wouldn't have honor rolls and we wouldn't have F students, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I asked Dr. Gallagher, I'm like, okay, what is our comparison of races getting this service or that service? And he said, Caitlin, we don't keep that data because every single child that is in need gets services, period. No matter their color of their skin. We are not, it's not even relevant because every child who is struggling in poverty gets help. Every child that, my God, my son has special needs, he gets way more supports than other children because he needs them. Every child that needs supports gets them, and that's the goal of Souderton. I mean, Dr. Gallagher has a social justice background. If anything, he is going to be concerned with social justice in our district. And we even heard stories where there was one incident of racism, anti-Semitism in the school that was swiftly dealt with by teachers and the principal. If these things do come up, they're dealt with, as they should be. And so I think that we need to remind people that everybody's getting the supports that they need. They have two test scores, Hispanic and Black, that were lower in math and language arts. When I spoke to teachers, when I spoke to the administration, they were saying, listen, we have a very large population of Hispanics that are ESL students.
Yes.
And so if these students are ESL, they're not going to test as high on these tests. You know, and that makes perfect sense, right? Like, we don't need an equity audit to tell us we're racist. We can just find the actual reason why this happens, you know?
Yeah, and then deal with it again. It comes back to equality of opportunity. What do you have to do, given the language barrier, to try to move people up where they can compete? Exactly. But let me be the devil's advocate for a moment, though. And what they would say to you, Caitlin, is... you guys just don't want the horrors of American history to be taught. And apparently, the Souderton Board agrees with you. What harm would there be to doing, if you don't want to call it critical race theory, more should be done in any school district, they're saying, that says that America is not a land of equal opportunity or even anywhere close to it?
Yeah, I would say that that is a theory. It is not yet a proven teaching curriculum, right? And so when things are theories, they belong on the collegiate levels with minds that are old enough and have enough life experience to maturely debate a topic. When you talk about theories that are certainly not proven to young minds and speak to them about it as if it's truth, that leads to indoctrination of a reality that is a perceived reality, that is a biased reality. There is no child in our school system that has not been taught about slavery, has not been taught about the Civil War, has not been taught about civil rights, Martin Luther King. You know, we have, goodness, every year we have a full Black History Month. I mean, I was watching my son's, you know, homework assignments come through and all of that and what he's learning about. And I'm like, this is great. You know, we're learning about MLK and different Black authors. And you know, there's so much to learn that is positive. You know, let's follow, you know, some of these, you know, people in history that are worth following instead of a political agenda that is the newest thing on the market, so to speak, that we don't even have it proven yet. I mean, I can't, and I've done research and research and research. I still have no proof of America being currently systemically racist.
Well, that's right. I mean, there won't be any proof. It's a matter of judgment. And the other side knows they don't have anything that's going to hold up to American political opinion of any sort. But you're right. That's indoctrination. They're teaching it as if it is not a theory, but it's a fact. You mentioned the 1619 Project. We've talked to experts, and part of what she says is the Revolutionary War was fought exclusively to protect slavery. That's just not factual. It's almost criminal misinformation to tell kids that.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's very important to remember, if you read the books by these, you know, CRT kind of books that they take their theory from, is that they specifically say that they reject the traditional model of education that focuses on objectivity, neutrality, and balance. And instead, they focus on subjectivity, which is their personal experience, and political agendas. And
yes,
you cannot make an educational curriculum out of someone's personal experience and political agenda. That doesn't fly.
Let me interrupt and ask you, how does a mom with a kid with special needs, I don't know if you have other kids and other things you do, how have you been able to distill this so well? I'm amazed with the moms we've had on, Clarice Schillinger, Dr. Fishbein, and these others. You may travel or know of them now. It seems to be, when moms are threatened in this manner, they educate themselves pretty quickly and are able to articulate back very, very specifically, not just broad arguments against all this, but the argument you just made is beautifully on point. They're trying to take away objectivity, both in the critical race theory being in school and just in general, even in math. And anybody that hears that goes, well, that just gets at the core of our human experience. Without objectivity, what can you educate anybody on?
Yes, Absolutely. I mean, there are many things that are doing, for example, I grew up in the inner city. I've been attacked several times in my young childhood years by people I didn't know because of the color of my skin, the color of my hair. And, you know, people should say, well, then you subjectively should say then that all people of that, you know, ethnicity are then that way. No, that's not true, because guess what? I had friends of every color, every make, every socioeconomic background, every religious background. I had friends across the spectrum, and you know what they told me? That's different. You know, there are there's racism within every color. There is, you know, there is wealth within every color. There's poverty within every color.
Sure.
And if people will just wake up to see that this is about forming friendships, you know, an incident happened, you know, where one of our educators came into a room and asked one of our eighth grade class if they were racist. And then the kids, when they said no, had to write down on a piece of paper, why not? And one child very wisely wrote, I know that I'm not racist because I have multiracial friends. And when that educator read out that line, he said, that is not enough to know that you're not racist.
Wow.
And every kid I don't want to speak for every kid, but the few kids in there that I have heard about said that made them feel ashamed. It made them feel ashamed of a crime they never committed. This is about calling people guilty who have nothing to do with this crime.
Kids, exactly. Hey, Caitlin, do you have a website for your group? Where do people go to follow you?
People can go to if you're a conservative, you can join my group, Saudi Strong Conservatives, if you're in the Sauerton School District. Other than that, you'll just have to message me on Facebook if you want to connect. And that's just Caitlin Durstein on Facebook.
Very good. To be continued, Caitlin. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.